Good morning, I'm Cindy Talley, and today you're in for a treat. Luke Clayton loves barbecue, and today, Luke, you're going to share one of your favorite recipes.
Well, you're right, Cindy. I do love barbecue, and I especially like venison barbecue. But venison is a little bit different type meat to cook. It's very dry. There's no fat. Actually, what fat that is on venison, you want to trim away. It's not tasty like fat on beef or pork. But I'll tell you, last night I cooked all night some venison and wild pork barbecue. And I'm going to tell you exactly how I did it. It's a great recipe, and it's really simple. Now, for seasoning, I use a dry rub. You can use any kind of dry seasoning you want, but I like a good dry rub, spicy rub. So I took some venison steaks that were about 3/4 inch thick, bone in. About 4 of those, then I had about 6 or 8 thick cut pork chops off of a wild hog I got a couple of months ago. Had those in the freezer. So I defrost everything, dust it with the dry rub. Put the dry rub on pretty liberally. You want it to be seasoned well. And then I put it in my Smokin' Tex electric smoker, which I use for all kind of stuff. But I put probably 4 to 6 ounces of dry pecan wood on there in the smoke box. And that's all the smoke flavor that you need. I mean, you an hour or so of heavy smoke in this Smokin' Tex. It's such a tight smoke chamber in it. It puts plenty of smoke flavor. So I put all the meat, seasoned meat, in an aluminum pan. I put 4 or 5 strips of fatty bacon on top. Remember, we have to keep some moisture in this to ensure that the venison doesn't dry out. So put it on at 225 with the heavy smoke for about an hour. And a couple of times I'd move the meat around so that everything was exposed to the smoke. After an hour of heavy smoke, I add some barbecue sauce. You have to have liquid, you know. So I put about 1/2 a bottle of my favorite barbecue sauce. You can use your favorite barbecue sauce for this. Make sure and take a spoon. Don't take a fork. You'll poke a hole in the bottom of that aluminum pan. Take a spoon and move everything around. Make sure the sauce is well distributed on the meat. Now, make sure that bacon is on top. Remember I put 4 or 5 strips of bacon in there. Make sure the bacon is on top. If you like jalapeno flavor, put you 2 or 3 seeded, deveined pieces of jalapeno on top of all this. Simply wrap it tightly with foil, put it back in the Smokin' Tex electric smoker. Now, my thermostat was at 225. I cut it down to 200. And actually, I put that on last night, Cindy, and let it go about 9 o'clock yesterday evening is when I shut the door on the smoker and set it at 200. Well, about 7 this morning, I'm up and let it cool down enough, deboned it, and I would say chop it, but you go in with sterile hands. You really can't chop it. It's so tender. Just take the bones out of the pork chops and those round bones out of the round steaks, discard the bones, and just go in there and break the meat up with your hands. And then, well, you do want to make sure and drain the juice and the old barbecue sauce that it cooked in. Drain that out, put you some fresh barbecue sauce after you get it all mixed up. Some of the best barbecue, Cindy, that you can ever get.
Luke, my mouth is watering. We need to remind everybody that they can find that recipe and pictures of your creation online at hppr.org. I'll see you next week.
Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Air Force Air Guns, Shockstrap, Night Sight, and SunOpticsUSA.com.